You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good news, the Rangers losing today, which means the Rangers are behind you in the wild card spot, but that does give you some cushion here, even as the Yankees and the teams ahead of you have kind of still stayed half game, a game ahead of you.
Yeah, you know, and the Rangers are in an interesting spot in general. I mean, if we get in a series with them, for instance, and I think we play them, what, seven times before the end of the season? They have two starting pitchers we're not going to be able to touch right now. And in particular, I know Eovaldi got roughed up a little bit in his last outing, but he's been incredible this year. They're not very serious right now offensively.
Yeah.
It's like an interesting little thing because they have so many batters and so many great hitters on that team, but they really aren't doing much offensively.
So it's been kind of weird because Texas teams you think of, mostly, I mean, historically, great offenses, and then they've had just enough pitching. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was like a 10-year stretch where if a great pitcher signed there, you could guarantee they were going to, it was like Kevin Millwood, they were going to fall off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I really am not. I'm really not sweating the Rangers.
Now they've lost six out of their last seven. It becomes easier to kind of push them to the side. When they acquired Kelly at the deadline, I genuinely got a little fearful. He's been nothing more than a three or a four for them anyway.
Yeah.
Like again, they, in any rotation battle they have, they're going to be able to win that out because their top two is so strong. But they're a little bit of a paper tiger right now.
I'm really not sweating any of the teams. Maybe this is just a greater statement on the rest of the league.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of teams that I look at and I'm all that concerned about. Now, in fairness, I don't think the Guardians are a juggernaut either. But this feels like one of those years, and it's not just in the AL. This feels like a year where like 85 win team will win the World Series.
Sure.
And we're all going to kind of go, well, that happened.
We talked about the Rangers a couple years ago when it was the Rangers and the Diamondbacks. That was a 90-win Rangers team against an 84-win Diamondbacks team.
I know the Blue Jays have been lights out. There are good teams. But like even with the Blue Jays, I don't think they're as good as their record is. The Phillies might be one of the few teams that are as good as their record is. But like, I mean, how many teams above 600 are there in baseball? I don't think there's anybody. No, there's one team. It's the Brewers.
Oh, yeah, and the Brewers have been playing outstanding baseball, yeah, obviously, as of late.
What's the winning streak at?
11 games now, I think?
12.
12?
Yeah.
It was 11 or 13 in my head. I was going back and forth, and I was like, I don't know which one they just got to.
All right, not because we know Dan Menigan's a big Brewers fan. There's a part of me that if this was the year that the Brewers won a World Series, I could kind of get behind that.
Because the year just kind of feels very blah?
Well, no, I mean, Milwaukee hasn't won.
You come around to my Mizorowski takes?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not the Miz kid.
You don't like the Miz kid. It's all right.
I kind of love the fact that Murphy took over and the Brewers have gotten better.
You like him because he keeps a pancake in his back pocket and eats it on television.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I say that like that was the most endearing thing anybody could have ever done for you personally in that moment.
It would have been a steak or bacon. I mean, if he had bacon in his back pocket and then brought it out and ate it like jerky, that would be...
I don't know who the announcer was that it was interviewing him, but the fact that she ate part of the pancake too, very problematic as well.
Yeah. Trisha Whitaker with Apple TV. She was the one that was doing
it. You know, she's very talented, so she just
went for it in a way that somebody takes a pancake out of their back pocket, I'm not going for it.
Not you. You're a father.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got things to live and die for.
You think Trisha Whitaker's got nothing to live and die for?
I mean, she's a young single woman of the times.
Is Trisha the one that we interviewed while she was going through the airport? Is that Trisha?
Yeah.
That's her?
Trisha is single-handedly. I mean,
she was definitely down for it.
She has single-handedly been one of the three best baseball interviews we've done on this show. And there were some times where I was worried that interview you're specifically referring to was going to be one of the three worst ever. Just because, she mentioned the going through checkout like 10 times.
And she kept going back for it.
Yeah. But it's just like the pancake.
That's a commitment to the bit. I just don't know that I have.
What if Elise has a pancake in her back pocket? You're not eating that pancake?
I'm not eating back pocket pancake.
Booty pancakes?
But especially not booty pancakes from just a manager of a baseball team. He was sitting on that for nine innings.
Well, you don't know it was nine innings. It could have been a fresh cake.
You think the game ended, he went down there, got the fresh cake, threw it in the back and said, I'm doing this interview.
And that once my interview's over with Trisha, by the way, it kept it warm.
It feels like too much like Michael from The Office almost to just keep food in your pocket.
I don't really see a problem here.
I never keep food in my pocket. Are people keeping food in their pocket and I'm just living in the world that thinks nobody's keeping food in their pocket?
If you're the only manager in baseball with a .633 winning percentage, I would say you can keep food in your pocket.
Also, I couldn't justify even putting it in cargo pants or something, but I feel like cargo pants is if you're going to put food in your pocket, maybe you do. It's a baseball uniform.
Yeah, pancakes are indestructible, though. They're like Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Think about it. I mean, other than just breaking apart, once you actually get the syrup on there.
Yeah.
If it's just a raw pancake.
It was raw pancake. It would have been more impressive if he actually had syrup that he just kind of brought out.
I
thought
you meant
he
had it on the syrup on it in the pants.
A little Aunt Jemima bottle or something like that and just kind of took it
out.
A travel bottle of syrup. Well, if you're going to be carrying pancakes in your pocket, you might as well have travel bottles of syrup.
You just dap it up and then. I like the way you're thinking here.
You know, why not?
What will it take you? What will it take to convince you the Guardians are a playoff team?
I need to see a month more of this. What they've been doing for the past month where they've been the best team in the American League. I need to see them do it for about a month or so.
I don't need to see a month more of this. But I do need to see 600 ball. I mean, they're playing 800 ball right now. 600 ball in their next 30 games. Because I'll tell you right now, within the division, you got one team ahead of you, and then you've got the three teams ahead of you in the wild card. All four of those teams aren't playing 600 or better ball over the next 30 games.
Yeah.
So if you get, I think if you keep there, which again, the offense can regress a little bit. The starting rotation can have its ebbs and flows as long as, three out of the five starts on any given week, you're getting these quality performances from any of these guys. Yeah, but I do think it's about 30. It's about 30 games. And again, they've got 52, 53 left. So you're not even...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Asking for the whole breadth of the season, but it's just, to me, it's more just, I need, that would double the amount of time you've played really, really well in the second half. It still doesn't beat the 90 games you played like hot garbage or the 10 games you really were stink.
Yeah.
But at least then, like, 60 games is enough of a sample size saying, even if there's still more regression offensively to go, we're evening out with what the starting pitching's doing.
I mean, it's at a spot right now where I believe in this team in any given night, which for a stretch there, that was not the case. But I worry so much about the offense. And I mean, the Santana thing is the most confusing to me out of all of this, Nick. I don't know what you do in this spot with Carlos Santana. I really don't. He's a veteran. He's earned the right to be up there, but he's just not able to hit the baseball at the moment.
Yeah, what's kind of crazy about this, about the Santana thing is Manzardo has fulfilled the prophecy of what he was supposed to be when you traded for him for Aaron Civale 2 years ago. Like, you've got another power hitter that's consistently going deep. And I get, like, he does play a lot because he's playing against righties, but I just don't understand, like, I know Santana's got a hell of a glove. Yeah, glove's going to ebb and flow. Defense doesn't kill you the same way if your offense is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
The Manzardo, I kind of think, okay, 30 games, continue to play, you know, 580, 600 ball, and Manzardo's got to crack the everyday lineup. I understand the math that Steven Vogt's trying to play with. Okay, but that math should come out of Santana, David Fry, yeah. Nolan Jones, not Kyle Manzardo.
No,
that's
when the math is just bad right now. And we got enough players on this team that we can kind of pinpoint the people that should and shouldn't be playing. But we've been yelling about him now for so long, I just feel like we're yelling into the void.
216-474-0092. What will it take to convince you this is a playoff team from the Cleveland Guardians? I would like to point out, this is a minuscule complaint here.
Okay.
It's not a complaint against the Guardians. I'm not old man who hates interleague play. It's fine. It should not happen after the trade deadline. I think August and September, I just have no juice against the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, the Marlins could take this series. It's not going to change the way I feel about this. The Braves could take the next series.
Your Marlins into the Braves is the problem.
Like, it's just, why the hell are you playing NL East in the middle of August when you've got so much? And it doesn't even have to be just teams you play. I'd love to do some sort of flex scheduling where you play more against the teams you're competing with. Yeah, that's fantasy land stuff. I know that's not going to happen. But can I just get AL here? Well, can I get more AL in the second half of the season?
Yeah, I do think it hurt. When they went from 19 to 13 games in the division, it does. I mean, obviously that's six games versus each team in the division. You're just going to feel like you're playing other teams more and more and more. The problem that I have is that ever since they moved away from that, like the old couple that used to create the schedules together,
yeah.
I felt like that old couple, when they did it, they had like juice and an understanding for, oh, we want to see the best teams versus the best teams, or at least the best matchups and the rivalry in the important spots. Now, I'll give the Guardian schedule makers, the computer that put it together for this one, some credit in the idea that at least we take on the Tigers six times in the final 2 weeks. But like last night I looked up and I was just trying to find like weird quirks. The Blue Jays don't play a single game against an AL East team in August. They have just three games left against each of the Red Sox and the Yankees. That race will be played out not on the field, but on the scoreboard. And like, it's little things like that that just makes no sense for baseball.
I mean, look at this.
It's easy to get that right. How do the Blue Jays not play a single game against an AL East team in the whole month of August?
You go Miami, Atlanta, then Arizona on the road. And then, of course, you have Texas, Tampa, Seattle, Boston, Tampa, KC, Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota, Detroit, Texas to finish out the season. That would be another thing. I would like a little bit of flex scheduling. I know that this is going to be an easy. I don't want to see the White Sox again. I wish we could do some okay, it's almost like the play-in where it's like the month of September. If you're a team that is actively trying to not win,
okay,
you play other teams actively trying to not win.
So they have to. Well, that's hard because then you have to like predict out the schedule ahead of time, and you have to
a month out.
You have to put them in the okay. So you want?
We've known the White Sox were going to stink far longer than the last month. But yeah, at the end of August, you go, all right, these teams are, honestly, if you're mathematically excluded from the playoffs, get bent. Okay. A month full of Rockies versus White
Sox.
Okay,
so we won't care at all about the 13 games that everyone has to play in the division against each other. We're just going to, we'll toss that outside the window.
Yep.
And then we'll recreate the entire month with what we believe to be the very best races.
Or just fill in. Like, all right, that series against the White Sox there, the September 12th through the 14th.
Okay.
they're not playing the Rockies or the Pirates or one of the other bum-ass teams, and now you're playing
How many flex
the Rangers?
How many flex weekends? Yeah, you know, we play them 12 million times. How many flex weekends are we doing here?
Well, I don't hate teams this, by the way. Complete booty stank.
I don't hate this, by the way. I really, I truthfully do not hate this, and it works as a punishment for the teams that stink, and then also rewards the teams that are close and fighting, and then we kind of let the battles play out. It would be something that baseball's never going to go for. On the probability scale of this happening is 0%, but I love the thought process of it.
But like, it starts with no NL East in Cleveland in damn August.
Because like the least, here's the thing. We should have fewer teams than ever, at least it appears that way, that are just straight up out of it, not in contention, not doing anything, right? Like, we know what those teams are. It's the Angels, it's the A's, it's the White Sox, it's the Orioles at this point. And like, that's really about it. It's a few number of teams that are just not trying to do anything. But I like the idea of punishing those teams.
Yeah, I mean, if you have right now, there's two teams in baseball that have a negative differential of more than 100. It's minus 148 for Washington and minus 326.
We call it the diff line?
Yeah, the diff. Ooh, I like that.
The diff
line. I like
line.
That quite a bit.
Yeah, if you're not above the diff line, you then get relegated to the teams that suck category.
But yeah, I mean, if it is such a statistical long shot that you put any actual chase to bed, get the hell out of here. Why am I watching you?
I do like this idea. Baseball.
It'll never happen.
No.
But we love it.
But think about it. Baseball's got to find a way. If you can manufacture better storylines, closer races at the end, and this would be one way to do it.
And by the way, it would also combat the whole this season is too long thing if the entire month of September was just good on good.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Like, outside of that six-game stretch against the Tigers, the Guardians, even in the middle of a race, is going to have a hard time convincing people that those games, each individual game, has a lot of juice. Like, think about this Marlins game tonight. We'll watch it. We watch everything. But playing the Marlins isn't that fun.
If the biggest story in baseball is already come and gone, does it even matter? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.